All right, let's talk with Jeff Hayden, the CEO, president over at Ravinia. We're all getting kind of psyched about what's ahead. Cool to see everything opening in Ravinia. Just to see your lineup that was announced, it's pretty spectacular, Jeff. I mean, considering all the things that had to be worked out to get folks here, I'd say you did a pretty darn good job there. How are you, my friend?
Oh, thanks so much for having me on, Anna. It's so great to be able to get to this point to actually publicly announce and release a roster for the summer.
Yeah, and I noticed that I heard that you couldn't get anybody internationally, really. There were some restrictions, so you kind of stayed in the backyard. You stayed local. You stayed, I guess the United States is okay. People can travel here. How hard was it to get the acts to come?
It's been a very complicated process. We've probably reprogrammed the season about five or six times, and we're still actually filling shows for later in the season. We'll announce a number of new shows probably in about a month for September. But, no international travel, and even a lot of the big rock bands are still a little hesitant to do multi-state tours right now.
Yeah, I can imagine that that's the case. Comfort levels range, I think, for folks. And I don't know if you were listening earlier. Mary was weighing in. John Williams was weighing in. Steve was, and I was, about our comfort. I'm ready to come back. I'm ready to sit on the lawn and enjoy and take in Ravinia. I think it's one of those awesome things we have in our area. I wonder what you're doing to kind of make people feel comfortable who aren't sure yet if they're on the fence.
Well, that's exactly been our goal, is we want to make sure that this is a very comfortable first experience for everybody, and knowing that everyone has a range of different levels of comfort. So we're going to be operating at reduced capacity no matter what all summer, so you will not see Ravinia filled to the max this summer. We will be requiring masks for everybody as they're here. All the concerts will only be 90 minutes long, so no intermission. You don't have to worry about the intermission jam in the bathroom. For folks that really want to have the most comfortable experience, on the South Lawn, we're offering pre-reserved lawn pods. So you can buy a pod that seats 2, 4, or 6 people. It's already picked out for you. You don't have to come here at 3 o'clock to get it. And they're all socially distanced. So it's a really comfortable way to jump back in and hear some music and be with people outside.
And then the first concert, when are things starting up over there at Ravinia?
So we shifted our season a little bit later, so we're starting July 1st, and we're going through the end of September. And so we're excited. We're going about 5 or 6 nights a week this summer.
Mm-hmm. And I know the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, that's their summer home there. Will we be hearing the beautiful sounds that they make over at Ravinia throughout the season? What's the deal there?
So when I first started working here in September, that was my first call, was to the Chicago Symphony, and saying, we really want to make sure that you can come back here this summer. Let's work together to figure out how to make that happen. And they've been great partners. They're coming for their full 6-week residency. We're very excited to have them here. No, we're not going to do Mahler's Symphony of 1,000, but you're going to hear a lot of fantastic familiar works and some new works, and a number of Chicago area artists and composers, and of course those from throughout the country as well.
No doubt. All right, Jeff, if people would like to get tickets, are they on sale now? How is that working?
So tickets go on sale for donors next week, and then thereafter to the public. So tickets are going to be limited, so encourage you to become a donor, support our education programs throughout the Chicagoland community, and that kind of puts you ahead of the line, and we look forward to seeing you here in July.
Awesome. Well, thank you for the time, and I look forward to being there in July, Jeff. So it's going to be a good summer, I think. We're going to have some fun, I think.
We look forward to throwing the gates open and welcoming you to Ravinia this summer.
Thanks, Steph. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Thanks, Anna. Bye-bye.
Got to read you this text right now here. 708, OMG. Anna is multi-talented. She's simultaneously on Windy City Live and the radio. How about that? Chris Jones, by the magic of television and radio. Somehow, I'm on both at the same time.
I'm always impressed, but I'm really impressed now. You know, that's amazing.
Well, we taped it. We taped it about an hour ago, so that's how it went. But they needed to tape it because, of course, I couldn't actually do both at the same time. I'm not that talented. My God. Chris, hey, I'm worried about you. Last time we talked, you were at opening day at the Cubs trying to get your hot chocolate, and you had waited 45 minutes for your hot chocolate, and it had not come yet. And I'm just wondering, did you ever get your hot chocolate?
No. It never came. Never came. Oh. So I gave up on the hot chocolate. You know, I also didn't have a seat, I will point out, well, because I arrived and my seat was taped shut. So there was that, too. So it was not a great day. Plus, it was like 10 degrees and the Cubs lost.
Oh,
but you know what?
Gee.
I'm going
These
back on
problems.
Saturday. I'm going back Saturday, so we'll see.
You hated it that much that you're like, I'm never doing that again, and there you go. That's good.
Yeah, here I am.
All right, speaking of coming back, I've been catching you writing about this. It's getting pretty exciting. You said the intermission is over. People are returning to the theater again. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, I think what's happening is everything's flying back. I mean, it's actually coming back a lot quicker than I think most people thought it would, you know. Obviously, it's a vaccine consequence. Enough people now are vaccinated that they feel comfortable getting out there, and everyone is making plans. And I think, you know, Broadway will be back second week of September, it sounds like. So that's exciting for New York City. Yeah. And Chicago, I think, will be back as early as August at the Court Theater in Hyde Park and the Goodman Theater downtown. And then I think, you know, come September, we'll really have a pretty normal fall. And even before that, I'm sure you've seen, Anna, you know, you've got Ravinia now that's got a lot of good concerts coming. You've got Grant Park beginning to get back. It's not going to be totally a normal summer, I don't think. But I think it's going to be closer than we ever imagined, you know?
It is sooner than I thought, to be honest, in terms of the indoor thing. I didn't know if they have redone their airplane style ventilation systems or what kinds of things are they doing, you know, to the theaters to make them seem make people feel safe.
Well, I think they are improving the air, which God knows, COVID or no COVID is a good thing, right? We could all do with better filters in our indoor air and all of that. They are doing that. I do think people will be asked to wear masks, at least in the short term. And my guess is that won't last forever, but I think it'll last for a while, and I think that's a very good thing. But the other thing that's happening that's really sort of notable, though, is that they're going to come back, I think, at full capacity, certainly on Broadway. And that's important to the theaters, because if they have a hit show, they've got to be able to sell all the tickets. You know, I went up to Milwaukee last weekend to see a show at the Milwaukee Rep, and they only had maybe, I don't know, 20% capacity, and it was nice, it was fun, but, you know, you felt all the empty seats. So I think it's a good thing that they're going to come back at full capacity.
Yeah, you know, I saw interviews with theater owners, especially local theater owners, the Apollo comes to mind, where they said, you know what, we're allowed to open, but the capacity limits don't even make it so that we would lose money. We would not even make money if we did open, because it's that much of a margin in, you know, local theater companies, that if you just don't have enough people in the seats, enough tickets coming in, money coming in, you can't afford to pay for the performance.
Right. And I think sometimes what people don't understand is, you know, you've got to be able to sell those tickets at your peak times, because Saturday night, Friday night, those are the nights people want to go to shows. And if you can't make your money on those peak weekend nights, you know, okay, on a Wednesday, you may have half a house, but you're making it up on a Friday and a Saturday. And I think that's what they've been saying. We've got to have the ability to have enough people there to make it happen. You know, it's a little different from the Cubs, where, you know, they've been able, obviously with television rights, that's a different economic equation for sports teams, because you know, it works on some level, not a great level, but it works on some level, even with no fans at all, as we discovered last year. But in the arts, that's not the case. You've got to have the fans there to make it viable at all.
How about it? Hey, what's on your list if people are saying, hey, I'm ready to go back? What does Chris Jones, theater critic for the Chicago Tribune, recommend in terms of what we need to see?
Well, tomorrow night you can see Second City again, if you can get in. Woo. It's limited capacity, but they're returning tomorrow night after an absence of, I guess it's 14 months. That's very exciting. That's one of our most important comedic institutions. I'm excited that that's coming back. I'm waiting to hear about Zinzani, which is this great circus show in the Loop that's very exciting, and I'm hoping that'll come back. Circus people, you know, love to get back. They, you know, they're not happy unless they're performing generally. So I think that will be exciting. I think there's going to be new shows coming in the fall. Broadway in Chicago will have a good slate of things. You know, there's a bit of a lag, frankly, Anna, because people have to sell tickets. So, for example, this fall, we should have Frozen, the Disney Frozen downtown, but they can't open it tomorrow because they haven't sold any tickets. So there is this wait now while they figure out what the level of demand will be. But I think the demand will be great. I was talking to a pal of mine in Las Vegas, right? And so in Vegas now, the big Cirque shows, I don't know if you've ever seen those, but like Mystère and huge, fantastic shows, right? They've been there 25 years in some cases. Those are all coming back. I think it's first week of July. They have sold more tickets to that in the last week or two than they've ever sold. So that gives you a sense that people are ready to get back and get out and stop, you know, turn off the computer, get rid of Zoom, and actually, you know, have some time with your fellow human being. So I think that's going to be a great thing.
How about it? I'm looking forward to all of the above. I literally have 10 seconds, but I want to read this to Chris 773. Please ask Chris, will the Joffrey Ballet be returning?
Yes, they've done great work in streaming as well, but they'll be back also. They're announcing next week, I believe, so they'll be back in the fall too. They're so fantastic. They are so fantastic.
We've got so much to check out now. I mean, now that we're allowed to do this. I mean, it's going to be a busy summer. Chris, thank you for filling
us
in.
Life is back.
Go get a hot chocolate, okay? You deserve one. Thank you, Chris. I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye, hon.